Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, I'm going to continue going to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I have a new horrible anti-Second Amendment gun ruling we're going to go over. I have three huge stacks, and I'm going to scan through these. We got 2 hours left, or to be technical, 1 hour and 59 minutes, 15 seconds. So that is coming up. Bob Chapman will be with us a little bit more into the hour so that all of you in there who are on the line can get your question or comment. Mike, David, Alex, Tom, Kevin, and others will get to everybody today. Open line Friday. But again, the news is just all off the chart here. It's a daunting task to be looking at this intellectually and knowing I've got to go through every one of these as we document and chronicle these people's activities. Before I go any further, though, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible, and that is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the best storable foods company out there, in my opinion. The highest quality, the lowest prices, with all the insane uncertainty and the IMF saying we're going to have a depression and the World Bank saying it. And it looks like we're going to have one, but with them saying we're going to have one, maybe we're not. They're such liars. Maybe everything's going to be okay. But anyways, the point is, with all this crazy stuff going on, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready. You need to get storable food. And they got free brochures. They got videos on their website, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or again, eFoodsDirect.com. Bob, I want to get started on the economy, or go back into it with you here in the time we have, and then take some more calls, hopefully, on the economy for you. A few of them have been on that, on topic. You've accurately gauged how the stock market will go up and down the last few years, 5-6 months, a year ahead of time. You've been saying it would go down, then back up, then back down again, and then even listing the month. What do you see happening in the next few months, but not just with the markets, but with the real economy, with real estate bubble, not just the individual home real estate, but the commercial real estate market? What do you see happening with 600,000+ people losing their job every month while Obama tells us the economy's great and the IMF and World Bank tell us the economy's horrible? What's going on there?
Well, I think the IMF is creating the impression that we're responsible and the other guys aren't, and that's why everything should be turned over to us and we should have world monetary authority and world currency and things of that sort. The numbers on unemployment, my U6 number is 19.2%, and John Williams's is 19.8%. So unemployment, true unemployment, is close to 20%. And, you know, we're having a lot of companies that report in groups, like the large-scale layoffs. These are 50 or more people. In March alone, were almost 3,000. Now, that varies anywhere from 50 workers to 50,000. But most of the figures are in the area of 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000. And there have been 31,414 since the start of the recession, which officially was a year ago, December. And so unemployment officially is dreadful, and it's going to continue that way. There is nothing that's going to change anything. I mean, world trade is shut down. The stress test results are coming out right now, or what they want you to know, I can put it that way.
Yeah, let's talk about what's in the future for banks. They're saying the stress tests are so bad they can't even release them. That was their plan to do that all along. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that and your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We always covered the private Federal Reserve in the past. We always discussed the New World Order and how it was going to bankrupt the world economy after it staged terror attacks against a police state in place, then bankrupt the economy, use the anti-terror forces against the domestic populations, because they said they were going to do that. They're now doing that. We're now going into the final phase of open world government and the eugenics wars that they've already been carrying out in Africa and Latin America and Asia. They're now announcing in England and Australia one-child policies. Everything's happening. And it is not pretty. Now, Bob Chapman, this is a $64 million question. What is going to happen as the real economy keeps contracting, as people lose their jobs, but as the Obama Kool-Aid drinkers still believe he's going to save them and he's going to fix their mortgage and he's going to take care of everything? And he does these Band-Aid stunts like, I'm going to shut down Real ID Act, but then you read it, he's going to reintroduce it and actually expand it with a new one. Or I'm going to stop torturing, and then you read the executive order, I'm going to continue the torture. Or I'm going to get rid of your credit card debt, and it says, oh, on the bill, we're going to say you've got to tell them at the top you're in a 30% tax interest rate, compounded. The people are desperate. They're in a consumer society. They're going to keep taking them. You know, these stunts, and we already see him losing some of his support, but still, the Kool-Aid delusion has gone from he's going to fix it all to, well, he's my president. I invested in him psychologically. I don't care if he rapes me financially and betrays me. I mean, how does Bob Chapman see this unfolding?
Well, it's more duplicitous behavior. The public is catching on fast this time. I guess it was skeptical going in, and they've discovered him for what he is. And I predicted that by October that his rating would be down to 40. And it wasn't too long ago. It was 60, I guess 2 weeks ago. And I saw a poll, Rasmussen came out, and they said that it was lower than that. And I saw an ABC poll that said it was higher. The point is, it's all double talk. What they're trying to do is gain time so they can execute the deflationary part of the depression when they want to at will. We have an inflationary depression presently. And so the more time that they can gain and buy by this duplicity, the better they can time what they want to do and bring the whole house of cards down. And, of course, they have to have conflicts going all over the world, which they are in the process of arranging. And as we talked earlier about Pakistan, and Iran will come next after that. And so that's the direction that economy, finance is taking. These are the reasons why. And so this is why the actor, the president, gets up and tells you all this tomfoolery when, in fact, it's never going to happen that way. And it's going to happen the way they want it to happen. And if anything else that comes from this program, you've got to prepare yourself for bad times. We're going to have a sociological experience in America, I think, very similar, and I think we're into it already. It's beginning. Just like it was during the 1940s and 50s when I grew up. And people are going to be returning to a time when a lot of people didn't have cars. If you had a car and, you know, it wasn't working too well, you fixed it. You didn't go out and buy a new one. And so the world is going to change dramatically. And then that's before they pull the plug. And so where is the plug? And you and I and Paul Kirk Roberts have discussed this before. We said 2 or 3 years away, and it is. It's 2 or 3 years away. It could be even longer, or there may be an event. It might be shorter. The point is, that's what you got to plan on.
And but this no is what doubt, no doubt, though they are that they're pulling the plug.
Well, they will, in totality, when everything is in place for them.
It's terrible. I wish we could stop it. Look at this. Obama rejects truth panel. So there's all this hype about he's going to hold Bush responsible for torture. And he says, no, we're going to continue it, and we're going to protect the people that did it. And then I have Obamanoids emailing me saying he's stopping the torture. And then we got a new horrible appeals court ruling saying that interpreting the Supreme Court decision to be that the government can ban whatever guns they want. I told you folks that that's how they were going to interpret it, that it wasn't a pro-Second Amendment ruling. Here we are 6 months later, and it's happening. We'll get more into that later. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up briefly here because Ted Anderson has gold. He has silver. He has silver he got at $17.71. He's still selling it, even though silver's way up. And you can't find these, just any type of silver dollar out there, any cheaper than this. Most places are $20, $25 a piece. And he's got a bunch of gold and silver from a couple weeks ago when you know gold was lower than it is now. I wanted to bring Ted up, but Bob, you know, I only push what I believe in, and I really think people should get firearms, storable foods, water filters. Big article about a bunch of people sick today drinking bottled water. I believe people really should take care of themselves and try to get self-sufficient, because if there's a 20% chance we're going into a Great Depression, things will completely unravel into a Mad Max level. I mean, do you agree that if we go into a depression, which you're saying is a foregone conclusion, that it will be far worse because people are not self-sufficient?
Yes, it would be. And, you know, I felt this way ever since I discovered what these people were trying to do in the early 1960s. And I have felt the way you just described about protecting oneself that in that manner. And I thought that things would happen even more quickly than they have. I didn't think we'd be looking at 2010 and 2012 for these events that we just discussed. I thought they would have happened in 1969 or 1972, et cetera. And they weren't prepared. And at that time, there were movements about that delayed what they wanted to do. But people have got to prepare. Better you should have the insurance of having these things around than not having them.
Do you think
it's
we can
like
stop
an insurance
it?
Policy.
I mean, I go back to the question of 2 minutes ago. Do you think we can stop it if we were to get the audit of the Fed? And Ron Paul agreed they'll probably stage something if he tried. I mean, if he really looks like he's going to do it. I mean, as our movement marches, we're actually hitting pay dirt and waking folks up. Is there a chance to stop these people? Or if we start defeating them, will they just put it even in more high gear, but at least we're now on a war footing with them and know who they are and have built up our numbers? I mean, obviously fighting, you know, exposing them is the way to go, but is there any way out of this without just absolute curtains?
Well, yeah, I think there is. And the exposure of the Fed and the exposure of what happened to our economy and the free trade and globalization and how it figures in, and the bringing the economy not only here but in Europe in particular to its knees, and expose how these people did this, the American public will be just beside themselves, and they will demand that Congress do something and the court system. And if they don't, there will be revolution in the country. The people are going to get to a point that they're not going to take it anymore. But there is a way to stop that. In Ron Paul's movement, the exposure of the Fed will expose everything from Wall Street and banking and corporate America, the things that they should not have been doing all these years. And the answer is yes.
Absolutely. Well, the government is a bad employee who's gotten out of control, and we, the boss, show up, and they've hired a big thug to intimidate us, and that's the militarized police and military. And so they've decided to go ahead and just screw what the people want. They're going ahead with this, and that's why they're federalizing everything. I mean, I got mainstream news federalizing the police. It is happening, folks. It is a collision course. Ted Anderson, I appreciate you coming on. I've been holding for the last 10 minutes while I've been ranting with Bob Chapman, but tell folks about today's offers.
I sure will. Sure good to hear about something about the Federal Reserve System and having it shut down. Right now, currently, I have the franc still at yesterday's price, even though gold is up again today. Actually, it was from back when gold was in that 880 range, 875. Franc's at 217. We have the British sovereigns at 267. Of course, like you said, silver's up again today. It's hit $12.98, almost $13 an ounce now, and I still have those Lakota Nation rounds at $17.71, and I am just in completely surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, on how many people want to buy these things, probably because of the fact that it has that $50 face, and the Lakota Nation is flying in the Fed's face with their currency. I'd way rather have a silver dollar than I would have a paper note from the Federal Reserve System. And I, you know, it really, really bothers me is I have people coming to me with these 401ks. You know, some of them are worth millions of dollars and have dropped down into the hundreds of thousands, where others might have $50,000-$60,000 for the retirement, and they're lucky to have 20 to 30 now. And, you know, people should be turning this stuff over. You can get a gold IRA if you want to. We do sell them here. And I would suggest that you at least do that, but get physical gold and silver in your hands.
Yeah, Ted, I'm not knocking having a gold IRA, but there's nothing like having the gold and silver and burying it on the back 40. I mean, there is nothing like that feeling of security and having the firearm to defend it. I mean, even if it's a couple of Lakota rounds, or if you're wealthy, a big old treasure chest you put out somewhere. I mean, folks are insane if they don't move on those great deals you've got. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And the brokers are going to be there till midnight again tonight.
Not only midnight till tonight, we're going to carry this one clean through the weekend, Alex, all the way through Sunday.
That's right. It's Friday. I work so much, it all runs together. 800-686-2237. Folks, look up these Lakota rounds online. They're like $25 a piece. Ted is selling them for what he got them, $17.71. 1-800-686-2237. A loss leader for our listeners. Also, great deals on the British sovereigns and the French and Swiss francs. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Listen, I'm going to say bye to you in a minute, Bob Chapman, but I want to come back, talk about the international forecaster, take a few calls. Then I'm doing a big news blitz and more calls. Stay with us. We got a lot of transmission left. Haven't even gotten started.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 907.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $933.50, $466.75 for the half ounce, or $233.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $933.50, $466.75, and $233.38.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Okay, we are back live. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. You can go there and get a free complimentary copy. It goes out twice a week on the web, twice a month as a physical hard copy. There's also a phone number there at the internationalforecaster.com if you'd like to get the hard copy. Bob, we'll take a few final calls. I'm going to come back, go to a ton of your calls, and then blitz through news. And believe me, it's important. I covered some in the first hour. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, didn't Goldfinger steal the gold in Fort Knox? And isn't Oddjob working for Homeland Security? but Alex, seriously, a long time no talk to, but I just wanted to tell you about people who see the truth. something I noticed, that you get to a level or you have something deep inside, and I don't want to get esoteric on you or anything, but most people can't understand the depth of truth and see things. And like when you look at a video or something, you can analyze the truth right away. You can take the truth out of it and winnow the errors out of it. And only certain people have that. And the other people that have that know that those people have it too. And it's some kind of thing. So don't be impatient. You're causing a tidal wave. Okay?
Sure, well, I'm just an average guy. We're just all in this together. I just know my family's in danger. We're all in danger. And I want to bring these globalists to justice. I mean, Bob Chapman, you've told me before, you burn with desire, don't you, to bring these guys to justice? I mean, it's also competitive. I'm tired of scam artists and thugs and bullies always winning. I want to kick their butt. What about you, Bob?
I feel the same way. I've always been super competitive, and we're birds of a feather, only I'm old enough to be a dad. But, you know, at 73 years old, as very few people do what I do, and I do it for that reason.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. It's like the city folk and the country folk. Like, the country guy is real shy, so the city guy comes and takes everything and takes the country guy to the absolute limit. And then pretty soon the country guy whips the tail off the city guy. That happened in my life many, many times, because the country guy was kept in cow crap and everything else, but the city guy was taking it easy. He had the manipulative nature. So I think that there's enough good Americans that they'll eventually defeat even these Lucifer.
No, listen. I agree with you. And the globalists call it a scientific dictatorship because they know that, too. That's why they're gearing up the tyranny. That's why I'm warning the public. I mean, Bob, we've been telling them for years. You've been telling them for decades. They're setting up this anti-terror police state for the conservatives, for the gun owners, for the landowners, for the middle class. And now they admit it's us. There's no more denial. There's a world government, and its enemy is free market constitutionalist. Bob Chapman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's the way we predicted in the 60s it would roll out. We just didn't think it'd take this long. And in the process, what they've done is destroy the American economy. But I predicted in 1967 exactly how they were doing it, bringing us down to the level of the third world in order to force us to accept, because there was no other way that people would accept it. And so if you've read about it, it's a natural course of events.
Well, Tarpley, and he's an amazing economist in his own right, you know, top of his class, he says that we've really lost half our standard of living since the mid-1960s, and so it's just been happening incrementally. Is that an accurate statement by Tarpley, in your opinion?
I pick out 72, because after August the 16th of 71, when they went off the gold standard, that really got it underway. And you had to have today two incomes instead of the one that was necessary in 1972 to have the standard of living that you have or have had in our society. And so, yes, he's correct. It doesn't matter whether it was 62 or 72. The point is it's been coming for a long time.
Sure.
And we have half the buying power or less than we had then.
Yeah, and instead of both the man and woman having to work, both the man and woman got to work two jobs. Going back to David, anything else, David?
Yeah, one more thing. Remember KRS-One. I don't believe everything he says, but the consciousness thing is going to have the main effect. And I just want to say that for lastly, Lindsey Williams gave us the solution. And he said the only thing they feared was the masses waking up. And that's your job, Alex, and that's my job, that's Bob's job. I really thank you guys a lot, and I pray for you every day.
Well, I thank you, and we appreciate your prayers, because
you.
I believe in them, and I depend on them. You know, we don't believe in prayer, we depend on it. That's a sign on my aunt's wall. Or we don't believe in miracles, we depend on them, yeah. But I kind of paraphrased it or changed it. Bob Chapman, always great having you on every Friday. Thanks for spending an hour and a half with us, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll see you again next week.
You surely will, and thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care, Bob. All right, phone blitz. I don't care how good your phone call is. I'm giving each person 1 minute because I got bad habits of not going to the calls, and I'm trying to break it, folks. So help me break it on the other side.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Blitz coming up, but right now, your phone calls. Alex in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hi. I listen to your show pretty often, and you do a great job, but I'm really outraged that Obama said he's not going to have a commission to investigate the CIA tortures. And, I mean, that's a big blow to Americans, I think. I mean, that sends the wrong message to... You know, the rest of the world would think that, you know, we support terrorism and things like that. I mean, how do we go about getting him to, like, pressure him to prosecute?
Well, number one, you had a few Democrats saying we might look at a commission trying to pacify Democrats that are and the general public and people that are upset about torture, civil libertarians, people that don't want a police state. Okay, we might look at it. And then Rahm Emanuel, the real president, and he literally is the president. I mean, this was in the New York Times that he bosses Obama around in front of people. When Obama argues with him, he'll crack his knuckles, literally going, this is the New York Times, pull it up. Just type into Google, Rahm Emanuel cracks knuckles in Obama's ear. And he just, you know, literally, no, oh, you got a problem? You got a problem? Oh, my God. I mean, literally like the bully. Imagine in front of the congressional leaders going, And Obama literally grovels. So Emanuel said, look, Monday, he said, we're not going to investigate torture. It's going to continue. And so now Obama rejects truth panel. Commission would have investigated abuses and terrorism fight. Yes, we're fighting terrorism. So, yes, it is outrageous, Alex, and I'm glad you're upset about it. But, look, he's financed by the very same people. Obama is bad news.
He is, yeah. He's crazy, yeah.
All right. Well, no, he's crazy like a fox, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, he's like a big puppet, pretty much.
Big Puppet Obama, that'd be the new name. Big Puppet, that's the new name of the film. I'm trying to think of, by the way, folks, I'm trying to think of a new name for the next Obama film. What do you think it should be? I want to hear your ideas. You know, I have mine. I'm not going to let those out of the bag yet, though. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. Speaking of the devil, the films, I never plug the film, hardly. I mean, it's like once or twice a week now. Folks, the Obama deception is very well made. It shows who he works for. It shows what his real agendas are. It shows how criminal he is. It shows what he's planning, what he's going to do. And it's all today's headlines. It's so up to date. Just came out 5 weeks ago. People are seeing it. It is waking them up like nothing out there. So, again, InfoWars.com to get the Obama deception. Oh, and also, we've got all these new T-shirts. We've got this new Come and Take It with the Texas flag when Gonzales, Texas, wouldn't turn their guns in. Well, we do it with a modern AK-47 Come and Take It shirt. We've got this Live Free or Die, Liberty or Death shirt with a Minuteman busting through with InfoWars.com on the back. I want everybody to go check those out because you want to meet like-minded patriots, not just on the web, but at church or school or at work or jogging or at a marathon, whatever. I love this new shirt we've got, too, that shows a guy putting a gun to somebody's head who's got a bag of money and it says socialism under it. Somebody putting a gun to your head and robbing you. That's what it is. All this money Obama's spending to give to the foreign banks is coming out of our hide. So, again, InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello there, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just want to call and let you know that, I actually got a couple things. InfoWars.com is not the only show that was nailed. GCN's phone networks that have been nailed. Other Truth Radio's shows have been nailed, too, over the last quite little while, actually. Kevin Smith got nailed not that long ago.
Yeah, we don't know if every time we have a phone problem that it's the government. In fact, generally, I don't think it is. I just think we have bad luck sometimes when a really big guest is on or something happens. But I have had physical sabotage before that I won't even get into here at the office. And I mean repeatedly, slashing ISDN lines. You see a guy in a work truck speeding off. That happened years ago. So a lot of that does happen. But when people have computer problems or headset problems or whatever, you know, that isn't always the government. But go ahead.
Yeah, and also I'm also making a call out to everybody in Northern Ontario. I'm talking from North Bay, Sudbury, Timmins, Iroquois Falls, everywhere, that We Are Change Northern Ontario has been launched. Our Facebook group is going to be starting pretty soon. So anybody that wants to get involved with We Are Change Northern Ontario, to go to sourceofinfluence.com. That's for our We Are Change chapter that has just been launched in Northern Ontario. Me and Rob from Sudbury, we have been working on getting that together.
Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. You woke me up 4 years ago, and I want to thank you for everything you've done. However, I do have a problem with you, and I'm asking for an answer. Prison Planet, the forum, is censored. And if I can give you an example, just a quick one, it was a couple weekends ago, there was someone that wrote on there the use of different terms in the Obama deception. The CFR was mentioned so many times. Bilderberg mentioned this many times. And then they went down to the Mossad. And I got on there to defend you. Then it turned out that post that I replied to was gone. And so obviously made me very curious. Mm-hmm. And then, subsequent to that, there was just many, many posts that were deleted. And I'm just wondering why.
Okay, well, you're on the air right now with us. Was your call screened when you called in?
No, sir.
Okay, you're on the air right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I appreciate your call. I'm going to answer the question. I said I got to keep these to 1 minute apiece. This will take about 2 minutes, or I'll never get to the calls. I never had forums, and I never had comments on the stories because we had tried that 5-6 years ago and had death threats and people posing as other people and then filing police reports on us. And we said, my God, these message boards are trouble. We got to get rid of these because we don't have the money to police it, to try to control it. So I got rid of them. And then I said, you know what, let's just try it again. And at first we had this, I don't know how to explain it, we have like a caching server and then actual servers because the sites get a lot of traffic and there's a lot of graphics. It isn't just a text site, so we use, you know, 30-something terabytes just on web stuff every month. I mean, it's insane. Some months 90 terabytes, of, you know, it's video. It's a lot of money. And I try to get the best prices and bids and spend months on the phone trying to find the really cheap bandwidth and the upper-tier bandwidth. I mean, I don't know how to explain what it's like to actually try to build this and do this. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying you've got to understand what I'm going through. And then people would go in there and say, whack the president. They'd go in there and say, do this, do that. And I'd have Secret Service showing up here at the office. And I'd say, folks, you got to quit doing that. And they go in the comments and say, oh, you lie. There's no Secret Service. And, you know, and then people are calling, well, whoa, the Secret Service showed up at my house. So I did get moderators for the PrisonPlanet.com forum. They were folks that we saw that were posting well, you know, doing good stories, edifying. And the COINTELPRO flooded in so incredibly with lies about myself or anything else that the majority of the readers of my site asked us to please, we're going to quit coming to your site. We're going to quit pointing people at your articles and your stories if you don't stop all this with F you and I'm going to do this and let's kill all the Jews and let's kill the blacks and all the rest of it. And now you see what the forums have done for me. You got this, and I'm probably just going to get rid of them. I'll just let everybody know that. I'm really strongly considering it because it's not censorship. They're mine. I own them. Censorship is when I come to your website or I come to your radio show and I'm the government and I stop you from having a website or a radio show. If the government showed up and told me I couldn't do my show anymore, that would be censorship. You know, if you own a coffee shop and there's a message board, people can put up messages and their personal cards, and somebody puts up business cards that say, call this number to screw my wife. And the owner of the coffee shop, the diner, goes, you can't have that. Excuse my French there, folks. You know, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. Hey, Bob, you can't hang that on the message board. Don't you censor me, David, or whatever the deli or diner's name is. I'll put whatever I want on your message board. Next you go, how about you just get out of this diner and don't ever come back here again? Or, you know, if they started soliciting murder on the diner message board. Hey, call this number if you want somebody killed. Well, the owner of the diner or the manager is going to walk over and pull that off there. And so are there overzealous people in there? Yes, I have seen examples of that. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 moderators. They can't even deal with half of the craziness. And at a certain point, I can't have the FBI and Secret Service here. And then the Nazi kid, allegedly, and he's admitted to it, shoots 3 cops and is on Infowars.com attacking me for censorship. And then you go, and there he is months later, his poster on there still. I guess our censorship isn't good enough of the site I own. I wish I had people and the money for moderators that would have seen, you know, stuff like that to get it off earlier. Because, man, I was all over the national news just killing the cops. And they said the white supremacist kid loved me and did it because of me, basically. And then it turned out he was on my website attacking me. See, I'm at a real level. I'm in the real world. I got a payroll to meet. I got radio shows to do. I got callers to take, news to cover. And all the other networks, all the other little patriot websites, all they do is fight and say who's the best leader and who's an agent and who isn't. I'm just here covering what's happening and saying, you got power, take action, you're leaders. And, you know, I don't think I'll get rid of the InfoWars and the Prison Planet and all that stuff. Because people get, there's a lot of great comments, a lot of edifying stuff, a lot of great things. You know, the first 6 months or so I had the comment pages, they were just attacking me everywhere, saying lies. And my guys would say, man, don't you want to have somebody moderate this? And I said, I'll let them have their First Amendment on my site. You know, let them go wild until the Secret Service started showing up. Then I went, but it didn't matter. By then, I was already being blamed of censoring people on my own site, not censorship, read the definition, because I earlier didn't explain this. And I said I'd take calls, but it's impossible because this guy asked a question that's got to be answered. And the way it's explained to me is there's a caching server that takes all the big requests because the site kept going down and shutting down before. And then there's the main server. So it takes 3, 4, 5 minutes for your comment to post. And I would see comment after comment, sometimes 20 of them going, my post hasn't posted, he's censoring. My post hasn't posted, he's censoring. My post hasn't posted, he's censoring. Because it would lag time for the server to update and post it. And then it would say, oh, it finally posted. I caught them censoring, so they went ahead and posted all this. You know, F you, Alex. Because the server has a lag time for posting. So that's how the schizophrenia started that I was censoring. And so people would say, why are these comments all screwed up? Why is it all these crazy people? And I go, well, I guess that's my audience. And so to have some semblance, it's kind of like whack-a-mole, some semblance of it, like there's also people that go in and spam. And it'll be posted every other comment in every story. Check out this news website. And then two posts down, check out the news website again. Check it out again. Check it out again. Check out this radio show, and it's a radio show that lies about me. Or over and over again, check out this other radio network over and over and over again. And so we put spam software in there to stop Viagra ads being spammed, too. And they're like, you're censoring me. Well, of course you're being knocked off the site. You're going into every page, posting your website over and over and over and over and over and over. And the spam software sees that. You know what will happen if we don't have spam software? Viagra ads were everywhere. Mortgage ads. Look at every other message board. It makes you type a code in every time you post. You know, they'll have that weird picture code so computers can't read it. And you've got to enter in that little code first and then your name. And we're busy, but we're going to implement that and everything else. Because it's screwing up the sites. It's screwing it up. Just all of it. The Viagra ads, the I work for the Vatican, you know, people plugging their other web. People don't like it either. I mean, it'll be every article over and over again. Check this. And by the way, all of you doing that, you want to go in and write a post, a comment about the article, and then say, by the way, check out my site. We'll let that happen. But you just go into every article and spam, 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 spam. And then we're like, you know, the AI computer censors you, using your term censor, for spam, and you, yeah, you start a website, buddy, and let people do that to you. You have the Secret Service at your office, and then see how you like it. In fact, I need more moderators. I've told the PrisonPlanet.com guys that seem to be great. We need you over at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I've told Paul Watson, come on over. Email Rob D at InfoWars.com. The problem is we got to see somebody who's been posting for a long time and isn't schizophrenic to give you those moderation powers, because it is just... And the Viagra ads get through, the computers figure out how to get around those. You know, whatever. You can call into this show. You can talk about whatever. You can do whatever on this show. But I may even, because the calls are so weird, I may even start saying, what are you calling about, and see if the person isn't so stoned that they can't talk. It's my radio show. Me. I'm here doing this every day. I'm putting my life on the line. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's my radio show. I'm trying to make it about the New World Order. People want to make it about me. Fine. Don't come into my diner and put kill the president on the wall. I'm going to pull it down. You call that censorship? Fine, good. I'm proud of it then. If not having the Secret Service here every week is censorship, then, buddy, you enjoy it. Now, there you go. That was 10 minutes. It's impossible to take their calls. Let's go ahead and don't worry, buddy. Everything's collapsing anyways. And you'll be able to blame me for it in the end, not the bankers. And they'll probably win. But if people be blaming the Jews, the Vatican, the Keebler elves all day, instead of the New World Order, which we can all admit is evil and corrupt and coming down on us, I think it's more popular attacking me than it is attacking Obama and Ariel Sharon and everybody else. That's good for me as an individual, for web traffic and my name. It isn't good for America and the world. But keep attacking. Keep on. Keep on. You just make me stronger. Now, that was a nice caller. I wasn't addressing all of that at you, sir. That's another thing that happens. I'll address big general things. I'm not saying you're posting Viagra ads, sir. I'm not saying you're doing all that. I'm not saying you're saying kill Obama. That's another thing people do. I'll talk in general terms that's clear to everybody what I'm talking about, and they'll say I'm talking about them. All right. Now you know, I've got three stacks of news here, and if the hair lips the admiral and if the water doesn't rise on Bear Creek, I am going to take calls and give each person 1 minute. But if you call up and accuse me of being a space alien from planet Pop-Tart, oh, teeny, then I am not going to be able to answer it. I'll just say, yes, guilty as charged. Planet Pop-Tart, Green Reptoid, Octarius Sector, in league with the Keeblers. All right? But I am going to take your phone calls when we get back. I'm going to have normalcy and information and just take your calls. But I've been shying away from them because it's just total diversion land. Here we go.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
There's another issue. People will email me, I've foreseen that, not hard, going, wait a minute, you said Digg was censoring you. Or you said YouTube is. Yes, they hold out that on Digg, if your article gets voted up, it goes on the main page. And then they admitted that, well, we allow one of our people to bury it. And then that goes against, say, 5,000 votes of people that want to vote it up. We're not having some voting site on InfoWars and holding out that, that what's on the front page is what you voted for. Though we are actually going to have a dig system like that with some new things we're about to add. And we're just, you know, whatever you vote up is what you vote up. That's fine. So, again, there's that separate issue, too. YouTube acts like they put on the main page whatever's number one or in the top 100. They don't. So, see, we're not holding anything out here. Well, we tried to give you freedom. You got the Secret Service sicked on us and the FBI. That's over. It's my website, mine. I'm proud of it. Boom, you caught me. They'll take that video clip and put on the web and say, look, we caught this secret video transmission of him on the web. And they'll even cut that part out right there and say it was a secret radio transmission. I've seen that before. Yeah, it's a secret video transmission that only you are tuned in on right now, and you caught me confessing. Mental illness. And see, that's what mentally ill people do. They invent fake victories for themselves. You know how many times, I love what Mark Twain said, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. How many times people make up that they've defeated me? Just keep on defeating me then, because it's really good. Let's go ahead here. I got the New World Order to contend with. The schizophrenic, dumbed-down mass, that's not a big problem. Because there's good people out there we're looking for to fight the New World Order. That's who we're looking for. The schizophrenics, well, they're going to be schizophrenic. And I feel sorry for them. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Tejas. You're on the air, Tom.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good, sir.
First of all, I just want to comment. I'm a regular visitor to your InfoWars.com site. I read every story, and I will attest to the idiots that post on the comment section. It disgusts me, and if you see people doing that, ignore them. Don't feed
it's
the
called
trolls.
It's called trolls.
Yeah,
we'll
don't
have some
trolls.
We'll have some horrible anti-Second Amendment ruling, and the first comment is Alex Jones murders children, and then the whole comment is about that. It's hijacking my site. And so, no, we need to clean that out. And most of them are operatives. We've got to get control of that. And so I'm telling folks, people want to help. We need more moderators to try to keep this under control.
The reason I'm calling today, though, is a few years back, there was a man named Stephen Kimball Ames who wrote a few essays on the New World Order and the conspiracy. And it kind of fell into obscurity, but I was just wondering if you were familiar with him. He wrote one called The Ultimate Delusion, a few others that were very enlightening and very brilliant essays. And I just, if you were familiar with him, what your take on him was?
No, I mean, I bet if I went and read it, I might have seen it. But okay.
Well,
no
I have those essays on one of my blogs on a website, thegreendragon.neem.com.
The Green Dragon. Of course,
yes.
That is where the 1775 stuff started with the Boston Tea Party.
Yes, exactly. That's the concept of our group there on Neem Networks. And if
good
anybody's
job.
Interested, they can go there, and it's
good
open
job.
Site. You can check out the blog.
All right, Tom, good to hear from you. Let's go to another caller, Keith in Connecticut. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Nice to talk to you. I was just wondering, I emailed you guys a link to Washington Post blogs, Geoengineering Our Way Out of Global Warming. And I was wondering what your take on this was. Now they're telling people that they're going to use methods to change the weather, but for years they've been telling us that no such thing exists. Is this going to cause people to wake up or people to asleep? They can't see military operations right above their head.
Well, and then when they, and I did see the Washington Post article, there's been a bunch of them, the White House chief scientist saying, plus you look at the science, what they're doing is actually causing global heating. So they're messing with the weather, creating the crisis, then they will offer their solution, micromanaging every facet of your life. Stay there. We'll come back and talk more about it in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.